From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea said Tuesday's missile test involved a new Hwasong-15 intercontinental ballistic missile. A KRT newsreader said the missile can be tipped with a super large heavy warhead capable of striking the whole mainland of the U.S. Analysts said on a normal trajectory, the missile could have a range of up to 13,000 kilometers. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the North continues to test missiles that threaten the world.
In response, the South Koreans have fired some pinpoint missiles out into the water to make certain North Korea understands that they could be taken under fire by our ally. But the bottom line is it's a continued effort to build a threat, sir, a ballistic missile threat, that endangers world peace, regional peace, and certainly the United States.
President Donald Trump said the situation the U.S. will handle. DefensePriorities.org analyst, former Army Lieutenant Colonel Danny Davis, said he believes Pyongyang is not intent on attacking the U.S.
I don't think that the intent is to antagonize anything. I think they have an absolute terror of a U.S. attack. And so I think that they feel like they have to accelerate their testing as fast as possible so that they have a weapon system that they feel will deter us.
The Security Council is set to meet later Wednesday on the matter. France has called on the UN Security Council to consider imposing targeted sanctions on traffickers operating in Libya following the release of a video appearing to show African migrants sold into slavery. Carl Skow is the deputy Swedish UN ambassador.
Like others, we have been horrified and outraged by the video footage released last week of human beings reportedly being bought and sold as slaves in so-called slave markets in Libya.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees warned tens of thousands seeking passage to Europe often face torture, rape, sexual exploitation, and forced labor.